Hamner's eyes flashed with alarm, and Saba knew he finally understood the danger they were in. Dala would interpret the events on Blaudu Sextus in the worst possible light. She would conclude that the Jedi were trying to destabilize her government by forcing it to commit scarce resources to the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Given her volatile nature and her military background, she might also conclude that she had no choice but to launch a preemptive strike, and launch it quickly.
My apologies, Master Sebatine. You're right, of course.
He turned toward the temple entrance.
Please convey my apologies to those aboard the shuttle. I'd better get on this right away.
On what, Grandmaster?
Saba called.
The Council has not come to a decision.
Hamner stopped and spun on his heel.
There's no decision to come to, Master Sebatine. I need to make Chief Dala understand what really happened, and I need to do it before she convinces herself otherwise.
Saba shook her head.
This one does not believe so,
she said.
This one feels the hand of the Force in what happened today. This one believes the time has come for us to act with our hearts.
With our hearts, Master Sebatine?
Hamner echoed.
The Sixth Fleet is in orbit, with nothing to do but keep watch over us. A whole planet full of Sith is busy building war fleets to attack us. And you're telling me you want us to throw our support behind a galaxy-wide slave revolt? Seriously?
Yes,
Saba replied.
Seriously. It is what the Force demands of us.
Hamner shook his head.
I'm sorry, Master Sebatine, but that's ridiculous.
Maybe to you,
Barat Kel said. The Yuuzhan stepped to Saba's side, a hulking wall of fur and fangs that stood a full head and a half taller than even a Barabel.
But Master Sebatine is not the only one who feels it, yes?
Hamner turned toward Barat Kel. Wearily, his eyes filled with betrayal and disappointment. He was the one who had recommended that Master Barat Kel be recalled from her post on Nal Hutta and asked to join the Council. It was obvious from Hamner's expression that he had expected her to repay the honor by remaining loyal to him. But that wasn't how the Council worked. Masters were expected to speak their minds and vote their consciences. And it was clear to Saba, at least, that Barat Kel agreed with her. Finally, Hamner said,
Barat Kel, the Yuuzhan were enslaved under the Empire, so it's only natural that you would want to help others escape. But these are hardly the circumstances.
Then what are the circumstances?
Silgal asked, surprising even Saba.
The Mon Calamari were also enslaved by the Empire, and I can no longer stand by in good conscience while other species suffer the same fate.
She turned to Saba and nodded.
I feel it too, Master Sebatine. The Force is moving in this.